Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, July the 6th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage sitting in with you this morning. So glad you're listening. So glad you're hanging out with us on your way to church or on your way to work, maybe on the way home from somewhere as well. But hey, it's 4th of July weekend. Hope you've had a good weekend with your friends and family, maybe eating some good food, some hamburgers, hot dogs, homemade apple pie, all that good stuff. But hey, it's Sunday morning. I hate to tell you, but Monday's coming. So get ready for the work week, those of you that have to report for duty tomorrow. But so glad you're listening. We're going to be talking about independence this morning and how we can gain that independence in our own lives. Just what a great opportunity to discuss that and how, you know, the Lord can give us that independence. So if you got a minute, hang out with us, listen this morning. We'll be on for a little bit. And enjoy the music, kick back, relax, and happy Sunday to everybody. Again, happy 4th of July weekend. I know it's the 6th. It's Sunday morning, but we can enjoy a little three-day weekend every now and then, can't we? Hope you're doing well this morning. We're talking about Independence Day. We're talking about how we can gain that independence. And y'all, this week I was just reading scripture and I came across this one and I thought it was just a good little nugget to discuss this morning, but it's Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. And God's word says this: "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You know, I just, you know, when you really unpack that, you really step back and look at that and see what Jesus is saying right there in the book of Matthew. It's right in front of us. He's telling us the things that you're worried about here, that moths can get and, you know, rust can destroy and thieves can break in and take from you. Don't worry about that. You know, lay up your treasures in heaven. And how do we do that? That's by serving others and focusing on impacting the world for Christ, just like he did, and showing people God's love and grace. I think that's why we're here. That's just my personal opinion. But Jesus is telling us right there, don't lay it up. Don't worry about it. You can build this empire here on the earth, and you can be the richest person on the face of the earth. But guess what? We all have one thing in common, and we're going to take our last breath. And at that point, what happens? Where are we? And, you know, does the rubber meet the road there? Are you a Christian? If you are, do you believe what Jesus tells them right there? Do you really believe that? Are you focused on laying up your treasures in heaven by impacting other people and telling them what the Lord's done in your life? Or are you focused on, you know, the treasures of this world? Hey, there's nothing wrong with having nice things. I have some nice things. The Lord has blessed me and my wife and our family, and I have friends. And I know there's nothing wrong with having nice things, but when we focus on that and we worry about that, I think that's where we get all messed up. Hey, just not going to get too deep in that right now. We're going to come back in the next segment and break it down a little bit more. But come back and hang out with us. Hope you're enjoying the music. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. 4th of July. Hope you had a safe weekend. Look forward to spending some time with you this morning. In studio with you this morning. Hope you're having a great morning this Sunday morning. We're talking about Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. And we're talking about where we lay our treasures up. You know, is it of this earth or is it, you know, in heaven? And we're just focusing on 4th of July weekend, Independence Day. I thought, what a just great opportunity to break that down and go, hey, how can we be independent? And I said, Lord, how can we be more independent and help understand our true independence in this world as believers? And, you know, not only in this country, we have what a tremendous opportunity we have to live in the United States of America, the greatest country on the planet Earth, and that freedom that our fathers and forefathers and grandfathers and all throughout American history have fought for to give us that right to be free. And we are so thankful for that this weekend. And on a deeper level, a spiritual level, you know, I think these verses we're talking about this morning gives us that true independence from whatever it may be. And we are free in this country from our government and, you know, from the oppression that so many other countries in this world have to face on an all-time basis. You know, they're always in oppression. They're always in these bad situations, but we are blessed. But we can also take another step and go, God tells us right here, Jesus tells us in Matthew, don't worry about the other stuff. Don't worry. I mean, if that's not a blessing in itself, hey, we don't even have to consider the fact that we're not being oppressed, right? That we have food on the table. Most of us have a pantry or a refrigerator, and we've got food that's been sitting in there that some of it's gone bad, quite frankly. And there's people on the planet that would die, that would kill for anything like that, to have just food. But we are so blessed with that. But on also going a little bit deeper there too, he's saying, don't worry about all that stuff. Don't worry about the size of your bank account. Don't worry about how big your house is or what car you're driving. You know, the thieves can break in the middle of the night and steal it. The moths can take care of it, and rust can destroy it. Those are all three pretty permanent things, right? If those one of those three things affects something in our life, you're not getting something back that a moth has eaten, or that you know, steel has been rusted, or thieves have stolen it. You know, you're just not getting those things back. And Jesus is telling us that. That's just junk. You know, that's just junk that we worry about, and we shouldn't. You know, it's all temporal. You know, I had that word come through my brain, and I don't even know what that word means. I mean, I have those moments. Anybody else have those moments out there where a word just comes through your head? And I stopped myself and kind of made fun of myself internally, and I said, temporal, you know, I have to look that one up. So I did, and the definition said of or relating to time as opposed to eternity. And I thought, thank you, Lord, for that nugget he dropped on me the other day as I was prepping here. But, you know, temporal, it's all stuff. If you think about the stuff on this earth, everything that you see other than people, it's of relating to time as opposed to eternity. The only thing that is eternal is God and us. And, you know, so right there this morning, Matthew 6:19-21, God's telling us, don't worry about the stuff. It's just earthly. It's all gone. It can be gone, and it will be gone as soon as you draw your last breath, but won't be gone. What will not be gone is God and heaven and eternity with him. And so I encourage you this morning, if you don't know him, if you know him a little bit, just talk to him. Just have a conversation like you're talking to your best friend or a family member, and just say, God, help me understand who you are and what I'm supposed to be doing here. And I think when we turn it over to him and we don't worry about those things on this earth and the things that moths can get, the things that rust can get, and the things that thieves can steal, I think when we don't prioritize those things, God will bless that. And we do have true freedom and freedom in him. And I am so thankful for that. Y'all, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Are you independent? If not, there's a way to let it go and to be independent. Just trust the Lord. Pray to him. Talk to him. And he's going to make your path straight. So glad you're listening this morning. Grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back here on the other side. Matthew 6:21, and we've been talking about the passages this morning, but the last verse there, verse 21, is talking about our treasures. You know, it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that's my thought, my question this morning, if you're listening, what is your treasure? You know, I think that's sometimes the issue in life is we chase through life and we don't even know what we're chasing. We don't even know what our treasure is. What is your treasure? What has God laid on your heart? What is your purpose here? You know, it's been phrased that way. You know, why are you here? Where can I serve? What is it? You know, what's life all about? You know, you've heard those questions before. I've asked those questions before. And y'all, when I started searching that on my own, man, the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's all about serving me. And sometimes I get it right. Sometimes I get it wrong. But I know when I get it right, he blesses me in ways that I've never dreamed possible. But that's my question to us this morning. And it's a good question for me to ask myself and recalibrate there. But, you know, what is my treasure? What am I chasing? You know, is it this stuff? Is it a better year than I had last year in my job? Well, I'd like to do that. I'd like to be successful. I know my company would like me to be that as well. Is it, you know, is it getting more friends or social media likes or a bigger house or more property or, you know, what is it? Or is it impacting others? And, you know, that's an eternal treasure. You know, I believe the Lord says right there, don't worry about all this. Early verses up before that said, you know, don't worry about the stuff that the moths can eat and that the rust can tarnish and that the thieves can steal, because then it can all be gone and you're not getting it back. And but what should you focus on is that treasure. And that's where your heart is. So ask yourself that this morning. If you don't know what your treasure is, pray about it. Ask God, Lord, show me what my treasure is. And, you know, it makes my life a little more fun. My treasure is people. Lord gave me that idea or that planted that on my heart years ago as a kid. Actually, I used to visit old ladies in the neighborhood. I'd go get Cokes and cookies and candy. And man, I had a time just visiting with old ladies. I should have known at 4 years, 5 years old, walking around the neighborhood that I would have probably been a people person. But that's my treasure. And so how do you lay those treasures up? Well, it's by investing in people. It's by encouraging people. It's by praying with people. It's by just smiling and just saying Jesus loves you and just saying, hey, here's, I'm a friend. I'm a person to talk to. I'm a person to lean on, and I'll help any way I can. And you know what? Do I get that right all the time? No. But like I said earlier, when I do, y'all, the Lord blesses that. And so that's the encouragement this morning. Think about what your treasure is. You know, is it something here that, you know, hey, nothing wrong with chasing goals and having business and, you know, bank accounts and nice stuff. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. But then when that becomes our priority over people, and that we're willing to step on people or hurt people or cut people, whatever it may be, to attain those things, I do believe that's when it becomes an issue. But there's nothing wrong with being successful and having nice things. Not saying that at all. What I am saying is don't miss the boat. Jesus is telling us right there in Matthew 21, it's where are your treasures? What is your treasure? And what are you doing with them? So think about that today, this week, wherever you go. And again, if you don't know, just ask God, hey, what am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? And look out, because he's going to show you. We'll see you back here in just a few minutes. Welcome back on this beautiful Sunday morning. I hope you're doing well today. It is the 6th of July, 2 days after the 4th. Hope you had a good 4th of July weekend and were able to experience some good family time, maybe some good food and some fireworks and all that good stuff. I always like to watch a little baseball myself as well. But hey, listen, why do we celebrate Independence Day? Why do we celebrate that? It goes to me a little hand in hand with Thanksgiving. We should be. I know that sounds crazy, but just as far as our attitudes, you know, I'm very thankful this time of year. I'm so appreciative of my father and my grandfathers that all served in the military, and all you other military families out there, and those that of you have served. So thankful for you, and, you know, going all the way back to the founding fathers, and just thankful for their willingness to fight for our freedoms. And it continues today with our military. So thankful for you that serve out there in protecting those freedoms, whether it's in the Air Force, Army, Marines, Navy, or if you're in the reserves or you know, first responder, whatever it may be. Just thank you for serving our country and serving because that's what it's all about, right? Jesus came and modeled that, but you guys have and gals have done a tremendous job of preserving those independence days for us each and every year through your service, and we are so thankful for that. But happy 4th of July weekend, and don't miss the boat on what it's all about. You know, it's not just about the good food and the good times with family and the, you know, homemade apple pie that I keep referencing. Apparently I'm hungry this morning. But you know what? It's not all about that. It's about remembering and being appreciative of those people that have laid down their lives for us. And I can't think of a more interesting way. I've been watching the show Band of Brothers. It's a several part series that was created years ago, and just an amazing piece of work. But it just takes you a little, gives you a little bit of the insight into that greatest generations, you know, that fought in World War II, and just what they gave up and what they sacrificed and what they flew in planes and went over the Atlantic as young men. Leaving their young wives and families behind, knowing that they probably weren't going to come back, but they did it anyway. And this documentary, if you've never seen it, if you've got a stomach for military and army, I mean, there's some blood and guts in there. I mean, there's no way to get around it because it's war. But what I like about it is at the very beginning of each episode, they go back and actually interview these guys that were there and that these movies are portraying. And it was just, you see the men that went and sacrificed all that they had and were able to return and come home and, you know, raise families and have businesses and those things. But you see their insight later in life as their grandfathers and just what they recount and what they go back and through their mind and through their eyes and their tears and their emotions, you can just see how heavy that was. And just a tremendous piece of work. Band of Brothers, if you've never seen it, I've been watching it, and it's just a really good remembrance of what all the military and people that have served going all the way back in this country, not only World War II, but that's what it focuses on. But just, again, just a good reminder. And hey, enjoy your barbecue, enjoy your lake, enjoy your homemade ice cream and all that good stuff. But don't forget to thank our military members, and thank you, military, each and every one of you that have served out there. I do appreciate you so that you can make weekends like this possible. possible. And I just can't thank you enough. And you are in my prayers. And again, happy 4th of July, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the day. Hope you're enjoying the weekend. And just remember, Jesus loves you. Keep smiling. Shaw Gage back in studio with you this morning on Sunday, July the 6th. Can't believe we're already past 4th of July. Hey, look, enjoy today. It's still 4th of July weekend. But, y'all, when we get back on the other side, man, we're already to the 7th of July. We're already a week through it. Can you believe it? What are you doing with your year? I know I can turn around and go, man, there's a whole lot more I think I could have gotten done, but it's been busy. But look out. Christmas is going to be here before you know it. But seriously, we've been talking about Independence Day this morning, specifically because of the weekend and how we can get that independence. And we've been talking about it in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. And Jesus tells us, to me, the independence right there is saying, hey, don't worry about the stuff that you're worrying about right now. You know, the stuff that the moths can get and that the rust can tarnish and that the thieves can break in and steal. It's going to happen, and stuff is stuff, and it's fleeting, and it's not nothing we can do about it, nothing we can keep it. Half the stuff we have in 10, 15 years, you're going to turn around and go, it's in the attic, it's got cobwebs on it, and it is rusted, and the moths are in it, and probably a thief broke in and stole it. But no, seriously, focus on the things that, you know, laying up your treasures in heaven. And that, to me, says that's laying up treasures in heaven is just, you know what, encouraging other people and telling as many people you know about grace and love and mercy that Jesus gave you and that he gave me. And if you don't know anything about it, just ask him. Just talk out loud or to yourself and say, Jesus, tell me who you are. Reveal yourself to me, and I'm not sure who you are. And step back and watch and see what he does in your life. I know what he's done in mine, and I'm so thankful for that independence that he's given me. I'm not saying I don't have stress. I'm not saying I don't have worry. All I'm telling you is, you know, if you just cast those worries and you cast that stress on him and say, Lord, take it. I can't handle it, and I just need you to handle it. He'll do it. And that's what he's talking about right here in these verses. Don't worry about how big your bank account is. Don't worry about what kind of car you're driving. Don't worry about how big your house is. You know, just serve the Lord, and he's going to bless you. You know, nothing wrong with having nice things. We've talked about that this morning, but he's given you a freedom and an independence. And what are you doing with it? You know, that's my question. What are you doing with that opportunity? And, you know, what does it mean to you to have that freedom? And do you really appreciate it? Or is it just a shirt that you wear on that 4th of July weekend at the lake that says, hey, happy 4th of July? Are you really thankful for that independence? And if you are, what are you doing with it? You know, we talked in one of the earlier segments, just about, you know, what is our treasure? You know, what is it that we're chasing? And if you don't know what that is, pray about it. And I guarantee you, you're going to experience an independence like no other. Because, y'all, that's what he gives us. That's what's so cool, not only about living in the United States of America. Again, I believe the greatest country on the face of the earth. Because we are free, and because we can have that relationship with Jesus Christ, and we can encourage other people by sharing our faith with others, and we don't have to worry about being oppressed, and we don't have to worry about, you know, not having food or it being rationed or medical care or insurance or whatever. We've got the greatest opportunity, and we've got all the conveniences of life we could ever have. And some of us are still trapped. And why is that? It's because you haven't ever taken the time to go, God, just take it. I'm just giving it to you, and just take all the stuff. I can't do it alone without you. And you know what? He will take it, and he will bless you, and he will give you an opportunity to flourish. And that's where the independence is. So if you've never experienced that, just ask him. Say, Lord, I want your independence. And, you know, talk to somebody that you know that's a preacher or somebody that goes to church or whoever it may be, and just reach out. And if you are a believer, take this opportunity to go, hey, it's a recalibration. It's a great opportunity, a reminder, why am I thankful for my independence? And what is my treasure? Am I chasing the things that I need to be chasing? Or am I chasing those treasures that are in heaven? And stop for a minute, think about it, reflect. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. 4th of July weekend. So glad you're listening. Kick back, relax, listen to some more music, and enjoy the ride. Wow, can't believe it. Already to the end of another show. Man, especially not only the end of another show, but it's halfway through the year, everybody. You have your Christmas shopping done? Because it's literally right around the corner. But no, really, seriously, happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. You know, where are you going? What are you doing? How's your year going so far? Have you accomplished all the things that you wanted to do this year so far? And if you did, hats off to you, and I'm glad you're on task. If you haven't, hey, hang in there. Recalibrate a little bit. Maybe trim a couple of things off the list and refocus on a couple of areas, and just keep it simple, I guess, would be the encouragement on that end. But seriously, have a great week, everybody. So glad you've been listening this morning. I just can't believe we're already to the end of another show, and again, that we're in July. But here we are, and my question to you is, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going with the rest of the year? You know, and if you do have to alter your plans a little bit, think about where the Lord's leading you. Maybe the Lord's leading you in a different direction, and maybe that's why you're not getting the results you thought, but you just pray about it and see where the Lord leaves you on there. But hey, that independence, we've been talking about that this morning on 4th of July weekend. God has given us the independence to live in this country. But he's also given us the independence that we have in Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry about the enemy. We don't have to worry about stress and life and all those things that we worry about. But we talked about scripture this morning in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. And he tells us right there, don't worry about all this stuff that you're worried about. The material things, don't worry about those things. Just focus on the treasures in heaven. And y'all, that's other people. And so my encouragement to you this morning and this week is, you know, what are you doing with that encouragement that with that independence that he's given you? And go out and encourage other people. That's what I do. When I don't know really where God's sending me or what I'm supposed to do, I know he wants me to encourage people. So I just keep doing that, and it just starts one conversation at a time. We've talked about that on the show this morning. You know, everybody wants to change the world, but there's not a lot I can do to change the world. I can impact one conversation, and I can impact a second conversation and a third and a fourth. And then all of a sudden you go talk to a neighbor and he says, hey, by the way, I do this radio thing, and now I want you to impact, you know, so whoever's listening to the show can hear the sound of my voice. The Lord has given me an opportunity to impact it for him. Y'all, I never would have dreamed that in a million years. I couldn't have done this. I couldn't have walked into this radio station and interviewed and said, hey, I'm just a guy that's got some things to say, and what the Lord shared has laid on my heart, I want to share with some people. And no, the Lord just went boom, 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 and it just worked in a way that only God could have done. And that's because, y'all, I just trusted him. And he gave me that independence to not worry about coming in here and trying to get a job. I wasn't even looking for something like this. I've never been on radio in my life, but the Lord said, no, here's an opportunity. I mean, like, y'all, because he just gave me this freedom to go, hey, here's another opportunity to let people know that Jesus loves you. Keep on smiling and just keep on doing life. Y'all, we're all in this thing together. It's hard enough, but, you know, don't be mean to people. Don't be upset with somebody. And if you got a tension in your life, if you got some struggle going on, you know, make it right. Do what you can to make it right with the people in your life, because, y'all, that's what it's all about. Learned a long time ago, there's nothing we can take with us when we go. There is one thing we can take with us. That's each other. Have a great week, everybody. Keep on smiling and keep on trucking. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.